Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The presidential campaign coming down to the final push across a handful of states on this election eve. Kamala Harris will spend all of today in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump will be there in Michigan and in North Carolina. 30,000 households and businesses without power in Oklahoma following a string of tornadoes near Oklahoma City. Governor Kevin Stitt on tomorrow's voting.
Tuesday for the polling stations, we're prioritizing making sure those are all up. We'll advise the public if there's any issue there with the polling stations and kind of reroute people if we need to, if that comes.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots. The King and Queen of Spain, as well as the Prime Minister, all pelted with mud when they tried to visit the hard-hit Valencia region. That area of southeast Spain hit with deadly flooding last week. People accuse the government of not doing enough. The great Quincy Jones, who produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and hundreds of other hits, has died. He was 91. This is ABC News. Red flag warnings are up in Southern California, triggered by high winds and low humidity. Similar conditions in the Bay Area. PG&E saying it could shut off power to thousands as soon as Election Day to avoid sparking wildfires. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek revealing he has colorectal cancer. More on the 47-year-old actor from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Vanderbeek saying he revealed the diagnosis earlier than he wanted because I was informed that a tabloid was going to run with the news. Apologies to all the people in my life who I'd planned on telling myself. It comes amid a disturbing rise in the number of younger Americans diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Rates among people under age 55 have doubled since 1995. Doctors say factors include poor diet, lack of exercise, smoking, heavy alcohol use, obesity, and they say knowing your family history is crucial.
Retailers are stocking up on extra large TV screens for the holidays, demand growing for big TVs measuring more than 8 feet across. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for Defund the Police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers fall to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was an NFC North battle, and the Packers came up short, losing 24-14 to the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love throwing an interception, returned for a touchdown, a quarterback rating of just 69.7.
You know, it's definitely disappointing. Putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up.
The Lions improved to 7-1. The Vikings in second place after beating the Colts 21-13. The Packers head into the bye in third place at 6-3. Baseball, the Brewers with two players named Gold Glove winners, Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang. The last time two Brewers won in the same season, 1979. Sixto Lascano and Cecil Cooper. NBA, Bucks in Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 1-5. Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game.
I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion and they took most of my prized possessions.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been many lifelong Republicans who are jumping ship and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is continuing the trend in Hollywood. On the platform formerly known as Twitter, the former California governor said he is an American before he is a Republican and therefore will vote Harris. This is not a huge shock, as Arnold has always surprised people politically and as an actor. What I find most surprising is that Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent hasn't gotten any less thick in 50 years. Game of Thrones might be coming to the big screen. Series creator writers say it was always their intention to end the iconic TV show with three feature films instead of the finale HBO went with. The Hollywood Reporter says Warner Brothers has a project in the works, but it is in the very early stages and no one is attached at the moment. GOT fans might want to check out House of the Dragon, which HBO rolled out in 2022, and an upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which should drop in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with some off and on patchy fog here throughout the day today. Our high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, joins me. We will preview the election on Tuesday. Plus, what's the right way to deal with election stress? I got answers. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitloh.
Welcome back to Up North News Radio, unabashedly Wisconsin, brought to you by Courier Newsroom and carried by our friends here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 7:06 on this Monday morning, November 4th. One day to go until Election Day, when we wrap up tens of millions of votes, count them up, decide on a new president, Congress, legislature, referendum races, school referendum issues, all sorts of things. If you haven't made a plan to vote yet, make a plan, especially in Wisconsin where it may be rainy tomorrow and you don't want to use the weather as an excuse. And you should also not use an excuse. I don't know. It's on the ballot. Yes, you should know. Head over to Dan Schaefer's voter guide at civicmedia.us or the Up North News voting guide at upnorthnewswi.com for all of the latest information. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is a little under the weather. Nobody likes that pun, but there it is. So we hope that she feels better soon. She does note that there is a dense fog advisory in much of west central Wisconsin for early this morning. The state forecast for today from Brittany: cloudy with areas of fog, scattered showers, and a little warmer today. Upper 50s in the north to upper 60s in the south. A southeast wind at 7 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with areas of rain. Some fog is possible. Lows in the upper 40s north to the upper 50s south. Variable winds and light. For Tuesday, mainly cloudy with occasional rain showers. A few thunderstorms are also possible. Low 50s northwest to the mid 60s in southeast Wisconsin, and a south wind at 8 to 18 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, showers will end in the evening, partial clearing and cooler, with lows Tuesday night mainly in the 30s. Though there will be some low 40s in southeast Wisconsin and a northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour, and weather updates all throughout the day across the Civic Media Radio Network. 7:08 now, and of course the Packers lost, I guess, bigly. Would that be an appropriate description there, Greg? It was not pretty. Selina Heller also joins us. What kind of a word do we want to put on it that we can use on the radio? He hastens to add.
I mean, it was a 10-point. It was a 10-point loss, right?
No, it was more like a 30-point loss. It felt like, but yeah, 10 on the scoreboard.
Yeah, you know. I mean, they lost. Although it wasn't a blowout. It wasn't their best showing, but
you are very kind. I like that. You are on the sunny side of this, and I appreciate it, because again, it's one game. We're heading into the bye week, right? You know, We got time to get better. And not throw pick sixes anymore. That could happen. So here's hoping. So there's that. And, you know, again, hearing from Kristen in the rain, you know, and still having a good time at the game is kind of what you need to know, you know. Let's see. Rob did send us a note from Tigerton on the weather. It is foggy and 51. Tigerton got 1.6 inches of rain on Sunday. I went to church Sunday to pray we get the right type of people to represent us. I watched the Packer game. They played a bad game. Bad. There's the word. Rob, you got the right word. They played a bad game. But the Lions are one of the best teams in the NFL. I got a doctor's appointment to get my blood pressure checked, and my shoulder is stiff. So let's get that all taken care of, Rob, please. And let's see, from Alicia, she writes on YouTube, Pat, how nervous were you the first time you were on the ballot, which would have been back in 2006?
Good question.
I have to say I was much more in the way that Kristen is. Like, you've worked your heart out, and all you can really do is at this point, you know, you feel like you made your best case, and it kind of felt good. I have to say, it's like, okay, I've done this. It's something new, something very scary. But now we wait and see. And as somebody who has won an election and lost two elections, I know which one felt better. But I know that in all three of them, you know, you go in there really, really kind of appreciative that you're doing, you feel like you're doing your share. You're kind of doing a little bit more than you typically would as just a voter by being a candidate. Other people do more by being, say, a volunteer. And so Selena has talked to some of the campaign volunteers, but you've also talked to so many surrogates who've come through, including, let's start with one who was a national security official, a homeland security official for Vice President Pence. And she's been rather outspoken ever since about the dangers she sees in Trump getting reelected.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So a group, Republicans for Harris, came through town the other day, just on Friday. And just to listen to them talk about how, like, she uses the word terrifying, and she says she doesn't sleep at night thinking.
By the way, she would be Olivia Troy.
Troy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Who you're talking about, one of them that came through town. She just talks about that's she can't sleep thinking, well, if he gets back in the White House, if Donald Trump gets back in the White House, she resigned in 2020 under the Trump administration.
Yeah. Let's give a listen to what she had to say coming through the Chippewa Valley.
When I think about what is at stake for the future of our country, what that looks like under Donald Trump, we should be worried, because this is a man who's shown himself to believe that he is above the rule of law. This is someone who is willing to put himself, you know, before and above the Constitution. This is someone who's shown that he wants to maintain power regardless of the will of the people who are voting. What does that look like for our country going forward? And what does it truly mean for our democracy and what we stand for? And so I am worried for what it means in terms of political violence in our country. I'm worried about what it means for our communities. And I'm also worried about what it means for women.
Okay, that was a 43-second clip. The first 40 seconds, national security, totally get it. But in those last 3 seconds, you really hear something else from the heart, from her, what it means for women. Something we've already talked about, and I know, Selena, you've heard that from other people. You've seen it in their eyes.
Oh, my goodness. I've talked to so many people that are so worrisome. And even, so I was at Gwen Walls also. The First Lady of Minnesota came through town on Saturday and listened to her and all the people talking, leading up to her talking. And all the people knocking on doors were talking to me about when they go out and talk to people. And one of them was it got to me, because a woman came to the door, they said, and said, I am tired of people telling me what to do. And I do not want this. I have a 13-year-old girl, and I do not want this for her. And just that them retelling her story, just coming to the door in her bathrobe, just everyday people just in their homes thinking about these things. And I've just talked to countless people all in these last several months about their personal stories, whether it be IVF, whether it be abortion stories, or just getting the services they need to stay alive. There's just so many stories that, you know, the votes will affect.
The stories that are coming, the voter turnout numbers that are coming from senior women, and somebody found a right way to express it. These were women who were around 18, 19, 20 years old when Roe v. Wade came out. They know what life was like before Roe and that women could not access abortion care. They could not access contraception. They could not open bank accounts. You know, they couldn't get a checking account in their own name. All the other things that they see in danger of going away, of being stripped away, which you say, oh, no, these things aren't going to be stripped away. Well, that's what people said about Roe v. Wade. And, you know, for a Supreme Court with three Trump justices to do that, and then to do what they did to give Trump, you know, immunity for what they defined as official acts, has a lot of people concerned, not just about women's health and the economy, but about democracy itself. And that takes us to the other person that you're going to share with us today. Folks who come, you know, we've talked to people who come from other states. They come to Wisconsin because it's a, you know, it's a battleground state. They feel like their activity can make a difference. But we get people from around the world who want to come make a difference here.
It was unbelievable. On Saturday, I talked to people from several other countries. Canada. Oh my gosh. And they did come from other states. They brought a camper and set up because Wisconsin is important in this election and they don't want to see democracy fail. That's what they told me. But these two Canadian gentlemen, it was a man and his son. They came and are working all of this week. And they said words like, this was kind of a favorite word. They said, Donald Trump is uncouth and unsavory. That's how I'm going to describe unsavory.
There you go. Put that down. Donald Trump, uncouth and unsavory. So if the Brits, the Canadians, and the Aussies are going to tell you that, there must be something here. We've got an Australian woman we're going to hear from.
Jenny Lee, she's from Sydney, Australia, and she came. She's going to be here 2 weeks total, just helping getting out the word here in Wisconsin.
Let's give a listen.
In the modern world, certainly, you know, your revolution of 1776 is taught, you know, very deliberately in our country, as is the French Revolution, and the subsequent development of how you have worked your democracy and faced, the, you know, the challenges of government for the people, by the people, of the people, and I think Americans would be surprised at the number of Australians who could quote the Gettysburg Address. So the sense that if democracy fails here, it is in danger everywhere. And so 2024, the year of elections, at some level, you could say democracy has never had more of a presence in the world, because more millions of people than ever before are going to the polls. And yet, we are so aware that the democracy project across the globe is, at risk. And it's at risk here.
She's quoting the Gettysburg Address to us and talking about learning the Gettysburg Address, because the world knows the importance of this democracy. Mary writes in on Facebook, canvassing with people here from Australia, and she was canvassing with a Franciscan nun from Chicago, delightful to spend time with. Texas and California represented as well. Chris Hambuck Boyle puts on Facebook, thank you for Selena for bringing these stories to life. Just all kinds of great people to visit with. And Selena, we appreciate you sharing the stories.
Oh my gosh, they were incredible. And just Jenny Lee was incredible to talk with.
Well, thanks for sharing that. You have a great day. And when we come back, we're going to hear from my Sunday morning interview with Pete Buttigieg about him being a surrogate for the Harris-Walz campaign, especially bringing the experience of being a mayor of a Midwestern city. This is Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Cool. Yeah. Congressman Mark Pocan is about 15 minutes away here on Up North News Radio. Like Shania says, don't be stupid. Make a plan to vote tomorrow. Or if you've already voted, hound some friends or family and make sure they do the same. The stakes are very high, of course, in this election tomorrow. One person who knows that well is Pete Buttigieg. He's been the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He's been a presidential candidate, a cabinet secretary. Now, in a personal role, he's a surrogate for the Harris-Walz campaign, and I talked to him Sunday morning. We chatted about Midwestern values. We kind of continued the conversation you just heard about national security. And also, keeping in mind to be patient with these election results. They take a while. The first numbers are always unofficial. Then they're certified. They're audited. There's a reason that our elections are free and fair and safe and secure. And so here is Pete Buttigieg talking with us on Sunday. Mr. Buttigieg, thank you for joining us on Up North News Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, appreciate you here, except for the one concern. You're the no longer secret weapon when it comes to making appearances on Fox News and other far-right media. Did we do anything wrong that you're here today? Have we started drifting to the right or something, or you've become school us on some stuff we've been saying? I hope not.
We try to be broad spectrum here, you know, just like we got a coalition that ranges now from AOC to Dick Cheney. We want to make sure we're reaching media across the spectrum, too.
Yeah. Hey, in that vein, there's so much talk about the swing states and, of course, some of the big cities like Milwaukee here in Wisconsin. But you were mayor of a small Midwestern city. We are full of small Midwestern cities here. So I wanted to start by asking, based from your experience, what folks in those small cities around Wisconsin need to know about what would be the difference between a Harris presidency versus another Trump presidency from that Wisconsin community standpoint?
Well, first I'd start with the kind of values that I think Midwestern communities have, including the ability to disagree without it turning into a political death match. And, you know, unfortunately, this kind of dark version of politics that Donald Trump has been selling for the last 10 years has made it harder and harder to do that. She's been very clear that she wants people who disagree with her at the table, just like there's a lot of Republicans in her campaign. While he has made clear that he thinks if you're an American citizen who disagrees with him, you're the enemy, which is just a dangerous thing to have in the most powerful person in the country. A little more close to the ground, you know, I grew up in a community where they told us all the factory jobs were gone forever. That's changing right now. In South Bend, where I grew up, in Michigan, where I live now, and I know for a fact that's changing in Wisconsin, too. Matter of fact, we're seeing an all-time record high in terms of factory construction. at least ever since they kept modern statistics. There have never been this many people in the building trades, building factories all at the same time. And that's something we've really got to work hard to keep going. Most folks I know in Midwestern communities, they aren't looking for more tax cuts for the rich. And however they might feel about very personal issues like abortion, they tend to believe that a woman ought to be the one making that decision, which is, of course, what we believe, what she believes, and why we really want to reverse Donald Trump's decision to end the right to choose. Last thing I would say is just, you know, there's so many communities where I think people grew up getting the message that if you wanted to succeed, you got to get out. I thought that was true coming from the Midwest, only to discover that I found meaning and purpose in the part of the country that I came from. And fell in love with a teacher who went to school at Eau Claire, and we live and are raising our kids in Michigan. And we're working hard to make sure that the communities that we come from, including smaller communities, that they thrive into the middle of the 21st century.
We've spoken a couple of times with people who have been national security leaders during the Trump administration. But I want to go there again because I feel like you would have a unique perspective on it from a national security standpoint, as somebody who has served the country. And again, the differences between what a Harris administration would do versus a Trump administration when it comes to our own security, when it comes to our global standing, and frankly, global security as well.
You know, when I was serving in Afghanistan, the people that I served with, if we were going outside the wire, they could have cared less what political party I belonged to. They just wanted to know that I could do a good job and vice versa in terms of how I looked at them. We had the American flag in common, and that was enough. Unfortunately, Donald Trump's taken us down a very different path, one where anybody who disagrees with you is the enemy. The other thing that really strikes me is, many of these military leaders are very non-political. The last thing they would normally be comfortable doing is weighing in on partisan politics of any kind. And it is astonishing. I don't think that there's any precedent in modern memory for this many people in national security. We're talking four-star generals, and we're talking about people he appointed, his political appointees, who are now saying, don't let this guy anywhere near the Situation Room. He doesn't have our best interests at heart, and Americans will be less safe if he's in charge.
Last question then deals with the election and public confidence in it. If Donald Trump either falls short or if things are in flux, in the middle part of the week, we know what he's going to say. And there are some folks who are going to believe what he says about fraud or insecurities or things. What's your advice to Wisconsin voters if it's taking a while to count? And if, like 4 years ago, Trump supporters are expressing all of these doubts, whether rooted in fact or not?
You know, the way an election is supposed to work is if you don't win, you pick yourself up and move on. That's what I've done. When I lose an election, it's no fun. Having won and lost, you'd definitely rather be winning, but you don't turn around and trash the system for political benefit. My main message is we've seen this before. This is exactly what he did 4 years ago. Count on trusted sources, your Secretary of State, your county election administrators, not somebody who has already made it clear that any outcome besides him winning, he's going to try to undermine. And remember, last time around, they tried to challenge the legitimacy of the election. They had about 50 lawsuits. They lost every single one of them. And the reason is, in a court of law, you have to actually support your claims with evidence, and there are penalties for lying. That's why he does so much worse in a court of law than he does on Twitter or some of the other places where they spread false information. So, again, listen to credible sources and know that your vote will be counted and that good people are making sure that every eligible vote and only eligible votes are counted in this election.
Pete Buttigieg, thank you for your time. I hope we get to talk again soon about making some big plans for 2025. But in the meantime, thanks for spending some time with us. Good luck this week.
Same here. Thank you.
Now turning our attention back to things that are happening today here across Wisconsin, you've got Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and his wife Gwen will be in La Crosse this afternoon, then Stevens Point this afternoon, and then Milwaukee this evening. His counterpart, the Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, is also scheduled to be in La Crosse today. Congressman Mark Pocan is going to be with us next. This is Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin agriculture leans a lot on international business these days. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And thanks in part to the Wisconsin Ag Export Council, they've found success. How much? Details on that next.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
Chad Vinson is the current chair of the Wisconsin Ag Exports Council. He's also the CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. He said because Wisconsin offers many unique agricultural products, they've been able to move into certain places in the international marketplace that once were shut off.
Wisconsin makes more over half the country's specialty cheese, so we're used to making different, unique, value-added products. And because of that, we're able to really go in, meet with the customers, what do you really need, and create products for them. I mean, Ken Hyman at Nathanville makes a product for the Chinese market that's very unique. And the good news is they can't just stop buying it from Ken and buy it from somebody else somewhere else tomorrow. The ability to really understand what the market needs and to create it with the help of the infrastructure we have here and the 200 plants and the 200 different cheese companies, we're in a good position.
Chad Vinson, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, also the current chair of the Wisconsin Ag Export Council, which began in 2021. Since that time, Wisconsin has been able to climb the ranks as far as international markets by two spots, now ranking 11th in the United States for agricultural exports.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
And with the election now less than 24 hours away, Wisconsin farm organizations, commodity groups, and associations are reminding farmers to make sure that you slow down and let your vote count. If you're still looking for answers as to where you're going to vote or what's on ballots near you, you can jump online and just go to myvote.wi.gov. You'll see independent information available there on all of those items. myvote.wi.gov. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with some off and on patchy fog here throughout the day. Today, our high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former 2nd District Congressman Republican Scott Klug and former Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. Your vote will help save democracy. We discuss
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey, hey.
you heard this song so much in 2008, culminating on this day in 2008 when Barack Obama was elected president of the United States. Election day is tomorrow here across Wisconsin, and here to tell us more about it, Congressman Mark Pocan, who's on the ballot himself, but is also feverishly, busily helping so many others in races tomorrow. Congressman, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much, Pat.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you being here on such a tight deadline, given all that's happening here. Obviously, the big congressional races are, we've talked to Kristen this morning up in Northeast Wisconsin, and then, of course, the 3rd District, Becca Cook versus Derek Van Orden. Up in the 8th, I'm going to start there just long enough for folks that missed it over the weekend. Tim Alberta writing in the Atlantic. Let it be known that it was a Wisconsin native, a Ripon native named Alex Brusewitz, who essentially all but was the one that pushed Mike Gallagher out of office, made noises about running. Then he recruited Tony Weed to run in this district, that he's the one who booked the racist comedian for the Madison Square Garden rally that basically, you know, ended any forward momentum that the Trump campaign had. At least that's my view of it, and I wondered about your own view of where the Trump campaign appears to be swirling in such a close state like Wisconsin at this late date.
Yeah, I mean, we feel cautiously optimistic, but with a number of good indicators. On campus in Madison, just as an example, the 5 wards that make up campus, the number of new voter registrations, if you compared that to the cities around the state, just those 5 wards in Madison would be the 4th largest municipality by the number of new registrations. So we've got a lot of new voters coming out. We also know that much of the early vote has been up to, at some point last week, about a 10-point advantage women to men. And usually it's about a 4-point advantage in early vote. So that's another good indicator. And then, honestly, Pat, just doing doors, talking to folks, people will say stuff like, as in West Baraboo, a guy came out, his wife came out, said they were voting for Harris, pointed out the neighbors who were voting for Harris, but didn't want to put up a yard sign. They said they had an Obama sign, a Biden sign, but they just didn't want trouble from MAGA neighbors. Well, that means it's the opposite of 2016, when they had a silent majority of people who didn't tell pollsters they were voting for Trump, but did. This time, we've got folks who are in the exact same place. They're supporting Harris, but not doing it because of the extremeness, I guess, really, of the MAGA movement. So when you add all that up, that we're the silent majority, we have a lot of new registrations, a lot more women are voting than men. We've got a number of indicators that look good.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Elections Commission reports more than 102,000 registered voters were added to the rolls just in the month of October, including 12,000 in Dane County, 14,000 in Milwaukee County. Folks are registering not just new voters, but people who had never voted before but have definitely been motivated to come into this race. In the 3rd congressional district race, we talked earlier this morning about Derek Van Orden's appearance on Twin Cities TV. It didn't exactly make him look good, but I mean, he's had trouble looking good throughout this entire thing. But he has had much like Eric Hovde, no absence of money on their side. And if anything is making Democrats nervous, it's all this billionaire money running all these fear factor ads like they did against Mandela Barnes, and voters hoping not for a repeat.
I think people are smarter this time. I mean, they're looking at what they actually hear Trump say. There was a classic video that I saw, I think it was just yesterday. I think I posted it on my X account, where Trump is talking about he's obsessed on rally size and how he always fills all of his seats and no one leaves early. And literally the cameraman, while he's talking, pans all the empty seats at the rally and a bunch of people walking out, leaving early. And, at some point, I think, rational people who really have to decide about the future of the country see that and realize either you just want an entertainer in chief and you think somehow his form of racist entertainment is what you want, or you might be cautious and say, my daughter deserves better, my niece deserves better, my wife deserves better. And I think at the end of the day, I do think that there is momentum on the Harris side and just the opposite on Trump, especially since that rally in New York City.
And let's not lose too much sight of the Janet Protasiewicz election, because I still believe, although we don't talk about it as much, but there is a motivating factor in those new maps for the legislative races, that legislative races are not already baked in. They are more competitive than they've been in about 2 decades. And again, I'm not saying that that's a big mover of the needle, but in this state, anything that moves the needle is a big deal.
Yeah, and there's great candidates running for the legislature. There's a real chance for the assembly to flip. The Senate will be ready in 2 years to flip just because half of their seats are up. But you're right, that's driving it from the grassroots up additional votes. And I think you're going to see a really huge turnout. All indicators are looking good. I think, you know, the real kind of deciding points are what's going to happen in the third district and what's going to happen in the first district congressionally. Peter Barker running against Brian Stiles run a really strong race. And I think the stronger Harris is, the better that is for Peter Barker. And the third district, I mean, Derek Van Orden, you know, if he had any more feet to shoot, he just doesn't. And tries to give us plenty of material just by his day-to-day activities. I noticed he did tweet for 24 hours between Saturday and Sunday, and I had to put out a poll to find out if his staff took away his password, if he just had a little too much of a Saturday bender, or if he finally looked at a poll and realized that his normal shtick isn't necessarily working. But, you know, Becca Cook has run a very strong race and raised a lot of money, got up on TV. And while I think there are some missed opportunities of pointing out more about Derek and giving him a chance to talk in a debate or in some other formats, I think that race looks, you know, very strong. In fact, there's, I believe it's 5 or 6. Now I can't believe I'm forgetting right now. 6 UW campuses in the third congressional district that have more undergraduates combined than I have at UW-Madison. And that could be a real swing vote as well.
Oh, yeah. We talked to the chair of the College Dems last week, who pointed out just all those campuses in and around the third district. Last thing to ask you about then, of course, is the U.S. Senate race. I talked over the weekend to Minnesota Senator Tina Smith, who was campaigning through the Chippewa Valley on Tammy Baldwin's behalf. And here is somebody who, again, has a strong record to run on, but in a way is swimming upstream against, you know, a lot of garbage that's kind of spewing out the special interest spigot.
Well, I think something we learned, I mean, Tammy's obviously incredibly qualified and I believe well-liked. She does most of her work the 5 years prior to an election year because she's getting things done for the state. And, you know, she's a workhorse, not a show horse. So you don't see her on TV all the time, but she gets a ton done. I think what we're seeing is how much big money can really influence elections. You know, Eric Hovde came in with $20 million of his own. I saw another tens of millions of dollars coming in from Republican interests. And when you have that, you can really distort messaging. And I think they've had a lot of really, you know, very biased commercials going out there trying to make some points that certainly fall into the bigotry realm that the Trump MAGA folks are so good at. But I just think we have fewer people who vote for both parties. You know, you're team red or team blue often, and we don't have a lot of those independents that cross over. But I think Tammy has been polling slightly better than Harris on a regular basis in Wisconsin. She certainly deserved it. And I think at the end of the day, people got to decide, do you really bring in a transplant from California to be your Wisconsin U.S. Senator, or do you keep the person that's actually delivering for the state?
Right. I mean, you can give the same old messages over and over again, but I recall Bill Clinton in 92, the confidence that he had saying, you know, that dog don't hunt anymore. And while it does with some voters, there's fewer and fewer all the time like that. Congressman Mark Pocan, I know you got to run off to an event. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck tomorrow. Can't wait to talk to you on the other side about, you know, what this all means as we head into a new year. Safe travels to you.
Yeah. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. Take care.
You bet. It is 7:43 right now. And let's see, I wanted to get a few texts up that had been coming in on the text line 855-75-CIVIC. Let's see this one from Tom in Jackson. Hi, Pat. Who is the pleasant sounding lady that is helping you on air this morning? Based on when you sent that in, Tom, I believe you were talking about Selena Heller, Up North News reporter. Selena was formerly a reporter at Channel 13 when I was an anchor there approximately a million years ago. And Selena later went on to work in several other fields. And then we were able to draw her back into doing news reporting. And the stuff she's doing for Up North News is just stellar. There's nobody she can't talk to and talk about. So we really appreciate having Selena as part of things. And a text from Joel in Madison. Oh, this was about asking, you know, so Kristen saying that many people aren't sleeping. Selena saying that she's hearing many people aren't sleeping. And And Joel in Madison sends a note. Authoritarian and induced insomnia knows no gender. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
We have a lot of anxiety out there, and it's unfortunate, but I mean, we have that all the time. I think we have a higher dose of it this time. And I think we just need to remind ourselves that, you know, come Thursday or whenever the results are final, I mean, that's it. There's nothing else you can do about it. You take the results, you say, okay, here's what we do with it. Let's move on from here. You're not going to have one party controlling everything. So let's look at where the cards are, and then we see how we play them. Was that Jane Matinere walking into the workplace there?
That was Jane Matinere walking into the workplace right here.
I love that. I love a workplace. There's Jane. Hi.
It's like a Marvel movie where you're like, why is Ant-Man in this movie? Oh my gosh, a cameo.
Tony right away noticed he puts up on YouTube, Jane, with an exclamation point. So
Jane sighting. A Jane sighting.
Yes. Yep. So yeah, we are nominally a radio show, but there's enough people watching for the little Easter eggs that are in the background all of this time. So anyway, we wanted to share some of the texts that come in, and you can certainly share yours as well at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC. I wanted to also get back to, I mentioned briefly with Mark, the report about the racist comedian who was at Madison Square Garden, who was apparently brought on board by Ripon native Alex Brusewitz, who had been a political consultant earlier in the year, then joined the Trump campaign. I just highly recommend the story in Atlantic Monthly. Now, you can get a good digest of it. I wrote a summary of it over at upnorthnewswi.com. But I think you'd really do well to check out the full article. For the infighting, for the backstabbing, but it's just a really interesting look at how when you've got somebody like a Donald Trump with no discipline whatsoever, it's how a low-level staffer can get a racist comedian booked for an event at Madison Square Garden. You know, people look at these well-run campaigns like, oh, does that just happen? It doesn't just happen. Good people, very organized people make these things happen. Greg, I know it translates even into what you do on the weekends. You know the ones who've done their prep work, and you know the ones who just walk up to the mic and go, oh, I'm naturally funny. Oh. And then they are not.
Yeah, well, that's when we tell you to come to the open mic. You're not getting on our stage if you just think you're funny. You're going to work your
way out. I'm going to riff.
Yeah. I made that mistake once. I said that before to my, I'm just going to talk. And it was five minutes of miserable performing. So, yeah, he opens up a whole nother can of worms of discussion points. And he came, but when it happened, he came at people pretty hard saying they just don't understand joke, and the backlash has continued, and he has been very quiet because if Donald Trump loses this election, he might be one of the contributing factors to it.
Oh yeah. I mean, there are plenty of people believe it. I think somebody, Tony, actually put up here on YouTube, Shane Gillis joked on his podcast about how this comedian might be the reason Trump loses. It was a funny show, funnier than the comedian was.
It really is. I mean, a lot of people, too, are saying, like, this is what happens when you don't have writers writing for you, because he's not a funny comedian, and that's just the fact.
Mm-hmm. And again, compare that to the Harris campaign, where the national media doesn't like that she's staying on message.
Yeah.
But you see in rally after rally, overflow crowds every time, because these are people who want to hear that message. They want to hear about hope. They want to hear about unity. They want to hear about getting things done.
Yes.
Getting things done for you. That they don't want to hear America is a garbage can. They don't want to hear that, you know, Kamala Harris is stupid when, I mean, she could run circles around Trump. So when you're calling the woman stupid, you know, you're exposing your own true colors.
Yeah. You don't want to hear someone talking like a seventh grade bully.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. He's a seventh grade bully child of a boy.
Yep. And we, you know, again, I think people were tired of it all along, but a lot of them stayed home in 2016. They didn't stay home in 2020, and I don't believe they're staying home in 2024. More from Ms. Matinere and about what's coming up on her program next. You're up north.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Just about 8 minutes till 8 o'clock. Time to bring things in for a landing for Up North News Radio for this Monday, but not before. You know, behind every good producer, there's a pretty good talk show host. And so cleverly standing behind Greg Bach is Jane Matinere.
Good morning, Pat Kreitlow.
It's an interesting illusion you guys have created here.
Yeah, so. I was running a little late. I got out of the house a little bit late this morning. I had to pack up and get some things organized, because after the show today, I am driving to Madison for the show.
Samesies.
Yeah, hey. Samesies for you. So I had some last-minute packing I had to get done, and I got out of the house late, and I didn't get enough time to set up. So here I am standing behind Greg Bach.
I love it. It's perfect. And it's this is the kind of week it's going to be.
Yes.
I will be the show will be in Madison Tuesday and Wednesday mornings. And tomorrow, we will have Deborah Cronmiller, Executive Director of the Wisconsin League of Women Voters, and we will have Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski joining us. You have an ambitious agenda today as well before you get Election Day rolling.
We do. We're going to be talking to Alexander Vindman at 10:33. This is the second time he is joining us. Alexander Vindman, of course, had really important testimony during the first impeachment trial of Donald Trump over the quid pro quo, basically, that he asked for from Ukraine. Essentially that, yep, I know we approved this money to give to you, but I'd like you to do me a little favor first. Alexander Vindman's testimony was critical in that first impeachment hearing. And that Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette is going to be joining us from 11 until 11:30 today. And we'll wrap it all up as we do every day now with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I haven't landed on a thing yet, although there's something that happened Friday night at Fiserv Forum that I think should definitely not be a thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, it shouldn't. No. I wish you luck talking about it.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's not the kind of thing that you would expect we'd have to talk about from former presidents, engaged in really gross behavior on stage. So we'll get more into that. And please, let's make sure that Wednesday's edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing isn't like a whole day long thing. Looking back at Tuesday, as we look at the results,
this shouldn't be a thing. Drinking on air. Oh my God.
Oh, this shouldn't be a thing. Shot edition. Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh my goodness. But we know it's so many things can happen depending on turnout. It's going to be rainy tomorrow.
Yep.
There's going to be a few people, believe it or not, going, they probably don't need me after all. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Nope, we need you.
Every single vote counts. And don't forget about that constitutional amendment that is on the ballot, in which they want to change one word from every U.S. citizen, which is how it reads now, to only U.S. citizens, which is what they want to change it to. In my estimation, this is an effort to open the door to narrow that definition of who is going to fit under only.
It is. I mean, when you see what's happening in Virginia right now,
yes,
where they are taking anybody that they suspect might not be a citizen and dropping them from the voter rolls, including plenty of people who are citizens.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what would happen here if you're not bringing, you know, your birth certificate with you to vote or other required paperwork that shouldn't be required to vote. And there was a statistic someplace, maybe Deborah Kronmiller will have it tomorrow for us from the League of Women Voters, how many women, you know, who go through name changes in marriages and their paperwork isn't necessarily up to date.
Yes.
And if they live in, let's say they live in a, you know, a very strongly Republican area and people think that they're a Democrat, they'll be like, oh, no, sorry, you can't vote without the right paperwork. And that's, this amendment would make that so much easier.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So I voted no when I voted early. I would highly encourage everyone to vote no against this constitutional amendment. Good heavens, what's going to be next? I have to give the doctor who delivered me at birth to prove that I, it's just, yeah. It's a nightmare. And by the way, this amendment brought to you by ALEC.
Yes. The American Legislative Exchange Council, the right-wing group that is basically provides the cookie-cutter legislation for state legislators around the country
yes.
to then introduce and get passed. Let's also not forget that along with that constitutional referendum, there are well over 100 school referendums that are on the ballot. Very easy rule of thumb. Yes to the school referendum in your hometown. No to the legislator who gave us the environment for needing over 100 referendums, because they're the ones that have been lazy and not doing their share in funding our public schools all these years.
Absolutely, Pat. There's so much opportunity this time around for us to make actual measurable change. And some of these legislators who have been in there potentially for too long, who don't like to engage with their constituents, who loved when they had gerrymandered maps so they didn't have to respond to anyone, those days are over. Let's change some things.
Oh, it would be, again, the possibility for change is with these new maps is enormous. And again, it doesn't mean everything's gonna change overnight, but it means you're making those steps to have changes happen, much like the Janet Protasiewicz election led to the conditions that we have in this election. It would all be so useful. What do we have on YouTube here? Oh, from Tony. Jane should put a hand on Greg's shoulder like that old-timey Western photo. And Greg looks off in the distance. It's,
we lost 12 kids to scurvy.
we could make this a thing, actually. We could start
this should be a thing.
Is this Monday visual, and what is Jane can hold up, like, you know, something that, well, Greg can see on the monitor. We'll figure out something here.
We got potential.
We're gonna workshop it.
All right,
be great. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Pat. We'll see you tomorrow in Madison.
All right, Greg Bach is back with Jane in 2 hours for Matt Nair on Air. Up North News is the Wisconsin outlet for Courier Newsroom, a pro-democracy news network building a more informed, engaged, and representative America. Follow us on social media. Sign up for our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. Have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow morning from Madison as we broadcast in spirit up north.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University will be here to break down the latest polls, and we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.